Wake up. It's Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Grand rising, good morning, rich rising, all of the above to my morning motivators. If you are new and this is your first time, welcome. I am Brittany Daniel. I am the host of the Morning Motivation, which is a segment of the Brittany Daniel podcast. And I hope you guys are well today. I hope you guys are blessed. I hope that you guys are just filled with so much happiness as much as possible. I know we have a lot of craziness going on in the world. I know that every time we turn on social media or the news, that there's something else, either chaotic or anything that's going on. But we're going to talk about that today. How do you keep a positive mind? How do you still see the beauty in the world and be optimistic about life in the world with so much chaos going on? So we're going to talk about that today. I hope you all are well. If this is your first time, please let me know in the super chat or in the chat, excuse me, where you guys are watching from. If this is your first time, for all of my OG morning motivators, go ahead and drop your shout outs below after the prayer. I will be going to give you guys a shout out. So load them up. Do not forget to give this video a thumbs up. You guys, please share these. And I also stream on all streaming platforms. So if you listen to podcasts, you can also listen to these in the car. And for those of you who are listening via podcast, thank you. And you can also watch us live. And that's how you can be a part of the conversation, is by tuning in live at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in Atlanta, Georgia. You tune in live, and that way you can be a part of the conversation. You can be a part of the chat. I'm going to go ahead and load up because I'm still doing my detox. I had to take a few days off to recalibrate my energy, but I am back on my detox. So let me shake it up. If you guys would like some of these products yourself or want to check it out or get a little bit more information, the codes are all below. And I also have books and links and all those type of things. So you guys, make sure you guys check out the description box for all of those information. I always give you guys links and links to books and the equipment that I use, because I often get used like, hey, Brittany, what type of mic is that? What type of lights do you use? What type of cameras do you use? And your regular YouTube videos and all of that is in my bookstore and on my Amazon store. So you guys can check that out, link below. But said all that, I see you guys loading up the comments. Thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead and say our prayer and get right into it. So if you are not religious or spiritual, or you do not subscribe to the Christian faith, it is totally fine. I hope that it is okay that you stick around and continue the conversation with us. And also that it's okay that I pray for you anyway. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up again for another day. Thank you for allowing us to see the beauty in this world, because you created it. You want us here. You need us here for your reason and for your purpose, and let that purpose be shown to the world. I pray that everybody listening gets insight, wisdom, discernment, and they go off and do their own research, and they are lights and in their own path and their own right that you have called them here on this earth and planet, and that they strengthen their relationship with you every single day. In your darling son Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. And for anybody that's wondering, that's all that this podcast is about, to be honest. If you guys been here from the beginning, I prayed, asked God, hey, what should I do on YouTube, on the tubes? Because there was a lot going on. There was a lot of different type of content I could have made. And I got the idea for this podcast. I got the blessing for this podcast, I believe. And the biggest thing that I want everybody to take away is not really what I say. It's just having a better connection with God, walking in your purpose, doing what you were called here to do in your own unique way, because everybody's life is different. Everybody's path is different. Anything that we talk about, please do your own research, because I am not the end all be all. Do not let it stop with me. Be your own vessel, be your own light. We are not sheep. We are leaders. We are thought leaders. We are thought provokers. We have hard, tough conversations that our communities and our world need to have at this time. And it's just for the betterment of the world, in my personal opinion. So with all that being said, let me go ahead and jump into the shout outs. Good morning, you guys. Good morning, Edwan. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Dia Dia. Good morning. Happy Tuesday, Taco Tuesday. Good morning, Nana. Good morning, Madame Noir. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, KK. Good morning, Cooking with Raw. Oh, thank you, Edwan. I appreciate that. Good morning, Anaya. Good morning, Chevy Chev. Good morning, Brittany. Good morning, Such a Lady. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Kelsey. Thank you guys for being here today. Let me take a swig of my detox. We got to get our systems flush. We got to keep it healthy. I'm on a personal health journey. If you guys want to follow that along, and check that out. The videos are in the reels are on my Instagram page. So here's my Instagram. And I do upload to Facebook as well. So if you guys want to follow that, there you go. You guys just follow me on Instagram. You guys can see what I eat, what I do, meditation, journaling, just give you a little inspiration and insight on what I do on a day to day. Good morning. Good morning, Percy. So Percy says, good morning. Just wanted to say yesterday was a good live. I had to do a replay. Thank you. So for anybody who missed the live yesterday, what did we talk about? I forgot what we talked about. We did have a really good conversation yesterday. So you guys check that out. Percy, what was yesterday? Y'all remind me what yesterday was. Wait, I have it in my notes. Taking responsibility of our lives. Yes, taking responsibility, taking accountability. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I really appreciate that, Percy. All right, you guys. So we cannot let this ugly world that we live in right now overshadow its beauty. And this can be very hard, right? When we get on social media, what was something that just happened recently? There was a mass shooting in Buffalo, New York, that killed multiple people, several people, and they were older too. They were elders, which was super, super unfortunate. So my heart and my prayers go out to anybody that was that knew those people, that were tied to them. And it's America. And unfortunately, because we do not have stricter gun laws here, because we are always focused on the wrong freaking thing when it comes to, I can't speak on that. But I feel like sometimes our priorities are very skewed in this country. But anyways, nonetheless, it again allowed people's lives to be taken, which was super, super, super unfortunate. Then I was on social media and I saw this guy rob his friend gunpoint or rob his roommate gunpoint and put him in the back of his truck. There's just so much chaos going on in the world. And I don't want us to get in this vacuum of thinking that it's only been chaotic now, right? If we look at the biblical days, there was chaos then too. So it's not just now. The world has always been a chaotic place, right? From the 70s to the 1800s with wars. Like, this isn't the first time we've been at war, unfortunately. Or the world has been at war, unfortunately. This isn't the first time that chaotic things have happened. This isn't the first time where evil has ran rampant around the world. We just have front row seats to it now. It used to take months or days or, you know, sometimes years to get information depending on what time of life we were created. Now we just get front row views of everything. So now we're getting it expedited. We're getting the information and the contents just right in our face as soon as possible, as soon as it happens. You know, and we're being desensitized to a lot of things because we're seeing things at a rampant pace. That's why they say be very careful with video games and content and things that we watch, especially if you're very sensitive, if you're a sensitive being, if you are a empath. We have to be very careful. And then you have to be careful with children too. They said it when we were growing up that our generation was going to be a lot more desensitized to crime and robbery and killings and all of that because of the media that we consumed. Now it's 10 times worse with this generation. And my honey and I volunteer at schools and we talk to schools. We have a motivational speaking program. So if anybody needs a motivational speaker or motivational speakers for their high school, if you guys know anybody, hit up your girl, shameless plug. But we're in these schools and we're seeing the effects of these generations and they're changing and how different they were from us. You know, that their social skills, the way they communicate, very different. The things that they're desensitized to because they see so much on their phones on a daily basis and they don't have the maturity factor yet because their brains haven't developed to that age to know when to turn it off, know when to consume it, know when not to. I was very anti watching death on my phone, even though it was important to know it was about it. It's very important for us to be careful with that because cognitively, the way our brains work, your brain sometimes can't decipher between what's real and what's entertainment or on the phone. So be very cautious of that. There was a study that came out and you guys do your research on this. There was a study came out that said how our brains can't differentiate the difference between a death on television or a death in our phones versus a death in real life. That's why if we're watching a movie or watching a TV show and our favorite character something happens to him or whatever, we can get choked up, or we can get the same emotions come about almost, because our brains, we're still receiving it. We're still visual, you know, we're visual people. That's how we receive information. We hear it and we see it. And so we just have to be very careful and very mindful of that. So when we intake all of this constant chaos, right, it's our responsibility. Remember, we talked about responsibility to hunt the good stuff, to seek. Zara, stop, please. Go lay down, baby. To seek the positivity in it all, to seek the, to go out there, because I worked in the news. I've worked in a local news station. I was in Austin, Texas at the, it's an ABC affiliate, KVUE in Austin, Texas, which was a great station to work for. The people were very pleasant and very nice. I have nothing negative to say about the staff, but I noticed how we still went after the clicks. We still went after the views. What was the most sensationalized storyline? You know, we would filter out all the different news articles that was going, that were going on and headlining around the world, and whatever the juiciest stuff was, because we were the digital content team. I was the receptionist and a part of the digital content team, which if anybody is interested in getting into to TV and radio and things like that, that's how you do it. You start off as a receptionist and you work your way in. That's kind of how I did it. But I left because I did not like how desensitized people became. I remember one time there was this horrific mass shooting that happened at the time. And one of the employees I spoke to, I was like, oh my gosh, did you hear? I'm all up like shook and heartbroken, kind of like how Oprah said she was on TV. Like she would cry when she would go cover stories. I'm the same way. I'm very sensitive. And I would be like rocked or feel all this pain and feel all this, you know. And the guy was just like, oh, okay. And I realized, because he saw it so much over the years, we just become desensitized to so much. And that's exactly what happens to us. That's exactly what's happening to this generation that's coming under us. That's all they've had is social media. So it's up to us to really go out there and search for the good, and search for the positive stories, the good things that are happening. And even myself, like I share a lot on my Instagram, but now I'm realizing, like, let me start sharing more positive things, because we want to alert people, right? We want to let people know what's going on. We want to share, like, hey, be careful, watch out, you know, ladies beware, or, you know, hide your kids, be careful with this. So we want to warn each other, but we also want to make sure that we're not only being, we're going down a rabbit hole of negativity. So the first thing we have to do is look at our lives. After we hunt the good stuff, after we visualize and see what's out there, because if you've ever done the exercise, right, there's Tony Robbins does this exercise with his people, is he'll tell you, close your eyes and look for everything red. And you'll start noticing everything red, or the little red that you do see. And then he'll say, close your eyes and look for all the black things when you open your eyes. And you go around and you look for all the black things. And then he says, where's the yellow? And everybody's like, I don't know where yellow is. I wasn't looking for yellow. I was only looking for black, and I looked for red. I know where those are. And he says, exactly. That's how our brains work and function. Whatever you focus on grows. So we want to be very careful and very cognizant that we're not focusing on only the negative, because if we're only focusing on the negative, or all we see is negative, or all we focus on is that, then that's all we're going to see. So the fact that we have to set our minds to hunt the positive, when we close our eyes and we open them, what's beautiful in the world? You know, when you pass by flowers, do you acknowledge their beauty? When you go outside for a walk, maybe some of you guys, good morning, walk your dogs. I see your comments. Thank you. When you guys walk your dogs, do you marvel at how beautiful the sky is that day, or how perfect it is? Do we thank God in those moments? You know, the line from The Color Purple is, and don't misquote me, y'all Color Purple fanatics, let me know in the comments, but how awful it would be to walk past The Color Purple and not acknowledge its beauty. I paraphrase that a little bit. And so I kind of often marvel in that statement, because there's so much beauty in the world. So many things that God has done naturally to the planet that is so beautiful, that we take advantage of, that we take for granted every day. One of the biggest reasons why I moved to Georgia is because I loved the trees here. You know, I lived in, I moved around a lot. If you guys have followed my journey, some of you don't know, from the time I left active duty around 25 to 30 years old, I moved a different state dang near every year, every 2 years, because I was on the hunt for the place that felt the most home to me. I knew I wanted a family one day. I knew I wanted a home one day. So I wanted to make sure that I saw as much as I wanted to see and lived in different cities so that I could pick the best one for me. And I lived in multiple cities in Texas. The only city I didn't live in Texas was Dallas and El Paso. I lived in San Antonio and Austin and Houston, and all of those videos are on my channel if you guys are interested in seeing my journey and seeing the person I was back then. But nonetheless, one of the things that I loved about Georgia every time I came back were the trees. I lived in Seattle as a kid, and I loved how fresh the air felt. I loved how good the water tasted. And that's a part of quality of life for me. So when I left Texas, you know, they have a lot of fracking there. They have a lot of, and fracking, for anybody that doesn't know, is where they go and get the natural gas, where they put this big, I guess, chisel into the earth to extract, distract, or no, it's not distract, but take out this layer of natural gas that's down there. It's really horrible for the earth, to be honest. They do it in New York as well, and it makes the air quality horrible. It smells like anytime you've left your, if you have a gas stove and you left the gas on and you smell that smell, that's what that smell smells like to me in Houston, especially certain areas. It's really, really bad. It's really thick in the air, and the air quality is horrible. So when I moved to Georgia, it had a whole lot of trees. The air seemed really fresh. I didn't get the fracking smell that I got in Texas. And I said, you know what? This is what I want my children to smell every day. And so I marvel sometimes when I'm in the car of the beautiful trees and the beautiful flowers, and just finding those moments of beauty in life, finding those moments where we can just sit back, take a step back and pause and marvel and thank God for the little things, right? And that's just nature. Good morning. What about the time that you get to spend with your family, the family members that are still alive? You know, that's why I always talk about spending time with your grandparents and calling your grandparents if you're fortunate enough to still have grandparents, because so many people don't. You know, do you know that that's a blessing? Do you know that the fact that your grandmother is still living and that you can talk to her and ask her questions, or, you know, your aunts and your uncles, and that even if you have family at all, there's so many beautiful things about life that we take for granted, even our jobs. You know, we talk a lot about on this channel, especially, you know, leveling up and getting to the next level and making sure that our realities reflect exactly what we want. But in the midst of that, do we stop and thank God for what we have right now? Because there are people that don't have jobs. There are people who are fighting and battling depression and anxiety and all of these things. You know, there are people who are in wheelchairs. There are people who are in hospital beds. There are people who are fighting cancer and all of these ailments every single day, you know, and have lost their parents, have lost significant others, have lost so much. And some of us have never even tasted a piece of that loss. And we can get so pent up about what's going on in the world and who's dating who and this, then that, and this and that, and our jobs and this, that we can get so tunnel vision on what's wrong that we don't focus on what's good and what we're blessed in. So the first thing that we have to do in order to make sure that we are focusing on the beauty in the world is looking at our lives and being very thankful for all the little and big things, because it's the little things that we take for granted that are so big. Imagine if your eyesight was just gone. You couldn't see a flower anymore. You couldn't see the trees. You couldn't see if it was a beautiful day. You couldn't see your children. You couldn't see your spouse. Like, that we take for granted every day we open our eyes, that we can see. Because there's somebody who would trade places with you in a heartbeat for 10 minutes of your eyesight, whether it be blurry or not, you know, because thankfully we have contact lenses and thankfully that we have glasses and all of that. And thank you for loading up the comments. You guys keep them coming, because I am going to review them. I just want to make sure we hit all the points. So what are we taking for granted? what beauty in the world. You know, certain pages I follow just because they're beautiful. Like they have beautiful landscaping or the beautiful homes, or, you know, there's children or pregnant women, whatever it is for you that makes you just marvel at how beautiful the world still is. Because we can get into a mindset of this world is crap, it's going to hell. We can have a very pessimistic ideation or ideology of the world. That's totally possible. It's easy to go down that rabbit hole, right? It's easy to pick out all the negative. It's easy to be like, this is crazy, this is crazy, this is horrible, it's so easy to do that. And at any stage of life and throughout the years, if you just study time, there was a point where they could have done that too. You know, I'm doing research on farmland because one of our goals is to have a whole bunch of land and have a house on there and build tiny homes for our parents. That's one of our goals. And I was Googling and I came across this beautiful home, right? It was beautiful. The land was beautiful. And all I could see were that this was a plant. I knew before I even saw the name that it was a plantation, that there were slaves there. And we did research on it and we found out that the property had, you know, just when things are public, you can do so much research. That's what I say, just do your research. You'll be super surprised what you can find. And all I could see, even though this home was so beautiful, all I could see was just the spirits of the slaves. And I knew it had a lot because the property was like 2000 something acres. And then we did our research. We found out that the plantation used to produce cotton and sweet potatoes and corn and all of these things. And it had over like 112 slaves that were on the property. And it was one of the places that the Confederate Army during the Civil War went to, and it was their safe haven. It's where they fed them and things like that. And I was just, as beautiful as that place was, I just saw the ugliness of it. I saw the lineage of how ugly it was and how it was built. And then we found out how the property was given to those people. It was a gift, right? It was a gift, a wedding gift. They got this land and this property as a wedding gift to start their futures. And it just also made me upset that, wow, people got started like this. You know, and I went down this rabbit hole of negative thoughts, although those were valid, right? I was like, wow, I wouldn't even give them 2 cents to rub together for this land, as beautiful as it was. So it made me more mindful that when we're seeking things, not only look at the beauty of it, we still got to look under the surface a little bit, but to understand that there's always beauty somewhere. And although that property wasn't beautiful, it was off the list for me because of the research that I did, always do research. And I just wanted to share those little nuggets because some things can look beautiful and have a really ugly past. So just be mindful of that. But nonetheless, that's not going to stop my hunt in Georgia for land and property. And just doing that research and looking into those things just was really, really interesting. That's why I wanted to share that. But going back to the tips on how to make this world a more beautiful place was, how can you add beauty to it, right? We take. We're constantly consuming. We're constantly intaking things, and we're constantly taking. How could you add more beauty to the world? What could you do? You know, we volunteer at a high school once a week. We go and volunteer our time to speak to the youth and things like that. That's what we do. You know, we do this type of work me and my honey do. We're very involved in trying to help the younger generation as much as possible. And everybody, that's not everybody's ministry. And we understand that. That's why it's ours. But what could you do? What is your ministry? What lights up your soul? Is it giving back? Is it helping the homeless? Is it rescuing animals? Is it, you know, volunteering at a high school like we do? Is it highway cleanup? You know, we used to do that in college in my sorority, we adopted a highway, and every quarter, every so many weeks, we would go clean up that highway. And although it was for volunteer points, we still were able to, better the environment because we had bags of trash that we would collect, and it would be off of the road, off of the, you know, out of the soil that surrounded our college, and it would be in the landfill instead of, you know, polluting our local area. So what could you do in order to bring just more value to the planet, more value to the circumstances, adding value and beauty into the world? Because we can't just sit back and be like, oh, this place sucks, or, oh, I see a flower, I see a plant. We also have to contribute into the life that we want. We also have to deposit things into the planet, into the world, into people, into the environment, to ensure that we're at least trying to do a part, even if it's just a little piece, even if it's just a little tiny, you know, a little boop into the world. You know, they say a drop into a river ripples into many, or something like that. Something insane. So how could you give back? Can you make that a goal of yours to do maybe a few volunteer projects by the end of the year? You know, because we get so caught up in our own lives and our bills. And I get it. Everybody's busy. Everybody's trying to go on vacation and live and look good and feel good. We got a lot already on our plates. But we're not just here for ourselves. So how can we take some time, give back, you know, cultivate this relationship with the world, in order to make it a better place, in order to thrive in it, in order to make it better than for the next generations? Because what it's looking like, if I could be a pessimist for a second, we don't know how much longer. You know, we just had a blood moon, and according to Christian faith, that ain't a good sign. So, you know, what could we do? And that's, it really just depends on who what we believe and all of those things. And that was a quick Google search. Don't take that too serious. But what can we do in order to add more light? And keep filling up the comments, you guys, because I am going to go through all of them, answer questions, and read your comments. So keep filling them up. So how can we do it? So the first one is look at our lives and be grateful, right? Look at all the beauty. And then also, how can we add beauty and peace and light into the world? How can we volunteer, give back, donate? And not just donate to the Goodwill, because the Goodwill, from what I hear, is not a great company. They don't do right with that stuff anyway. So not donating to them, but maybe taking our things to the shelter. I have a friend who's a makeup artist, and she was like, I really need to declutter and get rid of my makeup. I said, oh, you can take the unused things to women's shelters, you know, and give them makeup. And she was like, that is such a great idea. So what could you do in order to improve somebody's day, in order to, you know, just make somebody's day better? Because when we do these things, it innately makes us feel better too. It gives us a couple of points, I think. In the world, you know? Okay, so number three, and that's not why we do it, by the way. We do it because we need to. We're good people. It's needed out here. Volunteers and help and all of that is needed in the world, 100%. However, it still makes us feel good as well as people. And that's, to me, the ultimate happiness. And from what I've read and all of the books of Rich and the Wealthy, that when they give is when they're the most happiest, not when they go buy, not when they take, not when they make a whole lot of money. It's their opportunities to give. And I can say that in my own world and life, is when I gave is when it felt so much better. And that gratification lasted way longer than the instant gratification of just buying something for myself or buying something for my house. Okay. So again, I already talked about this, but what we focus on grows. And that's the third tip. So what could you do? What could you do starting from here to continually hunt the good stuff, look for the good in the world? We need to know what's going on. Like, don't ignore the news. I don't think that it's wise of us to ignore what's going on. I don't watch the news often, but I try to kind of, you know, read publications and see things just so I have an awareness, because we don't want to be ignorant to the world, right? We don't want to be ignorant of suffering. We don't want to be ignorant to, we don't want to just get in our happy little bubbles and we're like, oh, our lives are good, la, 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 la. And everybody else is hurting. And we're just, that's not what we're supposed to do. So although we should be careful on how much we consume news on a daily basis, we don't want to be ignorant to the fact that there are things going on in the world. We definitely want to be aware of what's going on in the economy worldwide. We want to know what's going on world news. NPR, if you guys are ever in a car, I love NPR because it keeps up with everything that's going on, and they give an unbiased opinion when it comes to their news. They just give you straight facts, which I really, really love. So I'm going to go to your comments before we still got plenty of time. So go ahead and load up the comments with any of your opinions, thoughts, or ideas about this topic. Would love to hear what you guys have to say. She Amber says, I used to wake up when the C first came out. And me and Alexa played the cases, etc. What do you, oh, maybe it was something I was talking about. I'm sorry. Zara just, yeah, she starts whining really early. Brandy, I agree with everything going on these days. I have to take a break from it and find something more positive to watch and do. Absolutely. Especially kids. Like if you have kids that are in over the age of 7, start talking to them about what's going on in their lives and the world, you know, not just how school, you know, we talked about this, but how are you feeling? Are you scared about, does anything scare you? How do you feel about yourself? How are your friends treating you? Do you love yourself? Like have these open conversations with kids because children can be around and because they're often just pleasant normally, we tend to forget that they're human beings also having a human experience and they don't have, they have zero control over their lives. They can't control when they do anything. They don't have control over when they go to school or who's at their school, what they eat. They have zero control over their lives. So ask them questions like, hey, what's going on? Like, tell me about your friends. Tell me about your teacher. Tell me about, you know, what have you seen on the news that makes you confused? What have you seen or heard about that scares you? Asking them really deep and intellectual questions, you'll be very surprised of the answers that you get back. And if they say, I don't know, make them think about it. Where these children are losing a lot of their critical thinking skills. We were in a school yesterday and we were talking to one of the advisors and we said, hey, what are your pain points? And one of the pain points, and this was a high school, was that kids don't know how to respond when they're being asked questions. So even it can be something simple as, hey, what are you doing? Can be turned into an altercation because their defenses are up. They don't know how to communicate effectively. So especially if you got Abby, as you guys are raising these children, have them figure out problem solving and articulating themselves, not just being passive people that we're raising and saying, hey, I'm good. Okay. You know, because all they're doing is texting their friends. They don't have conversations anymore on the phone. If you have a teenager, you know this, they'll be in the same room with their phones on and they're not talking to anybody, but somebody's on that phone. 9 times out of 10, they're on FaceTime with somebody and they're not talking to them. So we're more alone together. I read this, I studied this in grad school. This was a part of my media studies program was we looked at currently what's going on in the world and what's going to happen future. And it's not changing. It's not going to come back. The days where we used to go to sleepovers and hang out with our friends, those days are kind of over. Kids aren't communicating the same way we did with our friends. Remember when we used to stay up all day and night on the phone? Remember when you used to have to get off the phone because it was only one line and your mom was waiting on a call or your grandma was waiting on a call, or you had to sneak on the phone after a certain hour and time and be on the phone all night because we didn't have text messages. Text messages, when they first came out, were like 10 cents each. That bill would be sky high when we used to send text messages. So we used to talk free after 9. Remember, we used to be like, hey, call me back. My minute's about to be free so we can get that cheap bill. Y'all, they're not doing that no more because it's they're giving these things at 10, 9, 7. Some of y'all got 6-year-olds with phones, which isn't, you know, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing because you're parents. You got to, you know, you got to do what's best for your children. But what I'm telling you is the communication is different. They're not having the same experiences we had. It's a totally different world. Totally. So if you have children that are 7, that they can start to comprehend life, start talking to them. Under 5, you know, but when they hit like 6 or 7, you can start having those conversations with them. Hey, how does this make you feel? You know, it's okay to apologize. It's okay to say, I'm sorry. It's okay to say, hey, I didn't know. I'm sorry. Mommy was a real butthole today. I apologize. You know, we have to, it's very different, y'all. I'm in these high schools. I'm in these schools. I'm seeing it. They don't speak. You know, we got to teach our kids manners. And I talk about this all the time. It's because I'm around these children. It's very, very different. They don't fear adults as we used to as kids, to just have those conversations with them. Good morning, Michael. Good morning. I agree. This is very true. Focus on the positivity and beauty in the world. Absolutely. Thank you for your comment. I also moved after leaving active duty. I went to Houston and loved it. I was happy there. I'm moving back home to Florida for my family, but I don't know if I'm ready yet. Dia, make sure you take some trips. Make sure you go out there and see. Get a scope out. I really liked Texas too, besides the air quality and that there are no trees. I really love Texas. I do. I had a great time. Oh, and their government. Y'all have to be careful with Texas government. But She Amber says, yes, guys, having our grandparents is so important. Absolutely. Because we don't know. One day, as we get older, so do they. So it's very important to call as much as you can. I am so blessed that I have all of my grandparents, all of them, including my bonus grandparents, bonus grandparent. Very blessed at 33 years old. I have all of my living grandparents, all of my blood grandparents. That's a blessing. So I try to make it a point to call, to visit, to see as much as possible, to spend time with, because one day I'm going to get that phone call and it's not going to be pretty. You know, that it's inevitable. It's going to happen. We just don't know when, you know, and they're all fine. Thank God. But, you know, that's just life. That's just how the cookie crumbles, unfortunately. Anana says, it's so true. I used to walk head down thinking about my problems and could not see the beauty and scenery around me. Now I purposely look around me and thank God for all of his creations. I love that. Yes, when we go for walks, you guys look at the flowers. Stop. Literally, if you guys, I pass by rose bushes every day. I take Zara out for a walk and I literally stop and smell the roses and they're so beautiful. Just taking those little moments of life and just like, you know, you'll be surprised. You will be surprised. Dia says, yes, gratitude is too important in our society. Our society can be spoiled and we expect everything to be perfect. That is so true. I actually shared a video about, this dope content creator. She makes controversial content, but in a positive way, about our society and what we like. And she was talking about, how people are changing their faces now and changing their bodies and all of this surgery and how we tend to say, especially as women, because we're often shamed. Drinking my detox tea for anybody who came in late. If you guys want more information or the product yourself, it is linked down below. Women are often shamed if they one want surgery or if they're against surgery. I've been a person who has always been anti only because I just don't feel it's safe. And I am a firm believer. And if God made you the way you are, then you should figure it out. That's just my personal beliefs. I'm also terrified of needles and surgery and all of those things. So I've never been brave enough to alter my body in any way, even though I've been a stick my whole life, even though I've always wanted the breast and the booty like everybody else. I was just like, I'm not that down for it. I'm good. God made me skinny, a little stick. I'm just going to appreciate it and just be like, it is what it is. And as I've gotten older, I've appreciated myself and my body so much more. But what I will say is in that conversation, she did mention that women are bashed either way, right? Either you're for it or against it. And what's happening now is when people say, hey, just let people just do what they want to do without talking about the negative effects of it. It's now we're losing. It's a lose-lose battle. Because although, yes, women should have full autonomy over your life. If you, whatever you want to do, if it sits right with you and God, have at it, right? However, there are ramifications and implications that come from allowing everybody to just do what they want to do, to just be free and willy-nilly with these things, because now it's getting out of control. Now it's the standard, you know, but trends come and go. So right now it's the standard. What happens when you're no longer young, you're no longer beautiful in society's eyes, right? Because I feel like all women are beautiful at any age. But what happens when the booty droops? What happens when them big old things start hanging? You know, what happens when the lipo and the fillers dissolve? Like, we get, there's so many enhancements going on, and it's okay. It's acceptable now. Before, maybe 10 years ago, no, right? It would have been like, heck no. That's why people have lied about their bodies for years, including the Kardashians, Nicki Minaj, all those people. Now it's okay to talk about. Now it's acceptable. Now it's accepted. But what has happened with this generation of adults, because they're all adults, children aren't altering their bodies, but children are seeing these things. And the reason why these women are altering their bodies now is because what we saw as children, and people could say, you can't blame hip hop. It was all hip hop. Let's call a spade a spade. It was the music videos. It was our media. It was the 106, loved 106 and Park. It was everything that we saw. Booty, 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 booty. That's all we heard. Like, hip hop is the most influential music in the world. It has changed an entire culture, and it changes the cultures around the world. But in the midst of all of this, there are negative effects that come about this. So we have to be very careful what we consider beauty, what we pay attention to, what we feed ourselves on a daily basis. Because if you feel like that's the standard of beauty, then no, if I felt that that was the standard of beauty, no matter what, I would not live up to that. I would feel horrible about myself, or I would go searching and seeking and spending thousands and thousands of dollars and putting my body at risk. Again, I'm not shaming anybody, to each their own, but we have to think about that. Because we're trying to live up to a certain standard because of what we see and what we're shown all the time. Now I'm putting my body, my money, my future in harm's way because I want to look like what's popular. Very interesting. Y'all check that video out. I posted it on my community page. It's called Same Face. They all have the same face or something like that. Brandy says, it's important to be grateful even if for the small things. We get caught up in life and we forget how blessed we are. Very, very true. Very true. That's why that's what my brand is about, seeking authentic beauty of my daily experience. I love that, authenticating beauty. That is beautiful. Let me go. And if you guys see anyone that's being like a troll, please block them if you can. Good morning. Good morning, Diavion or Diwali. I only see the news online. That is why I can control what I consume. I love that. That's actually a really good practice. She Amber says, I can look for the good in myself and in others, then go into the world. And that's why I don't start with the world. And I do it backwards, if that makes sense. I love that. So Shamber saying, in order for her to seek out beauty, she starts with herself, ooh, which is so important. Then the people around her. And then she goes out into the world, because if she sought out beauty in the world, like we just talked about with the plastic surgery and all of that, then she wouldn't feel good about herself. I love that. So she starts with her. She's a beautiful person inside and out. Shamber's gorgeous. If y'all have not checked her page out, her show, you guys make sure you guys follow her and follow each other. If you guys do business, have businesses, please hype up your stuff in the comments so you can promote yourself and everybody can be aware, all the morning motivators. Thank you, Michael. I love the podcast and the discussion, finding the beauty in an ugly world. I also try to do this on a daily basis. Keep doing what you do. Chat with you later. Have a wonderful day. Thank you, Michael. That was very nice of him. Sydney says, definitely donate to your local shelters. Love that. Thank you, Sydney. Edwan says, my happy thought was going to work with my aunt and her husband when I was little to help them clean up a university school. Now they're gone and I miss them. Oh, I'm so sorry. But you have the memories, which is a beautiful thing. Good morning, Ross. Faye 5. Thank you. Oh yeah, the Faye 5. Remember that when we used to call at the top 5? Yes. Y'all, it's different now. These kids are not on the phone. They do not have phone conversations. When you walk in the room, somebody's doing something on FaceTime and this person's doing the other thing. I walk in my sister's room and I'm like, are you on the phone with somebody? Yeah. Are y'all talking? No, they'll be on for hours. Hours and hours and hours and hours. Y'all know that's on hours and hours. They be on FaceTime for hours and hours and not saying anything. Not barely talking. barely communicating. So they FaceTime and text. They don't call anymore. It's really, really weird. It's very different. These kids are growing up very different than we did, you guys. Yo, I used to do that after 9, and I used to get excited about then bedtime was at 10. Yes, the after 9 was for real, y'all. Sydney says, Britt, what are your thoughts about writing off donations on your taxes? I sometimes wonder if the donation is pure and fully selfless if I get financial credit for it. Girl, you better write them things off on your taxes. That's why they do it, y'all. As much as people love church and as much as the pastor loves preaching, that is a tax deduction. We live in America. This is a capitalistic society. You better use every single tax loophole. There's nothing wrong with that. It is written in the law. The Bible says the law of the land is okay. You can use, I absolutely, every donation, every time I give my tithes, all of that is public record, or not public record, it's record, it's recorded. Yes, write that off on your taxes. That is why they have it. It's called a charitable donation. It is a tax deduction. Y'all better use that, because if you don't think the rich do, if you don't think these churches do, if you don't think everybody does, you're missing out on money that you can keep. So if you are a person who makes a certain amount of money, and I'm not a fan of waiting on your income tax check, right? Because that means we need to work a little harder because we ain't making enough, which is okay, to each their own. Income tax is cool. Paying taxes is cool. But if you have to pay two taxes, this is a way that you can keep some of your money. So absolutely write off your donations. It is 100% legal. It's legal, so you can do it. It is 100% what you're supposed to do. And I don't think God feels no way, because he knew when you gave it, your heart was pure. That's the whole thing. It's like you're not giving to donate to get a tax deduction. You're donating because you want to. And the caveat is that you get to write it off on your taxes. I don't give my tithes because at the end of the year, I'm like, well, if I give this much, then I can write off this much. No, I give tithes because that's what I felt like I'm called to do in those moments, in that time. That's what God has led me to do. That's what I'm supposed to do. And I do it. And then at the end of the year, I go to that church. I look up, because I pay online. I look up how much I spent and I write that off on my taxes. Y'all better use every single tax code. If you're an American citizen, hello, somebody, say amen in the back. Y'all better use every single tax deduction you can. It is your responsibility to keep as much as your money, because Uncle Sam coming either way. And if you feel any way about it, you pay taxes on every item that you purchase. You pay taxes on your property. If you have a house, you pay taxes on your car. Hell, if you own your car and you move states, you have to pay taxes in a state, even though you've already paid taxes in the other state. What sense does that make? I have no freaking clue, but we got to do it. You pay tax on top of tax, tax on top of tax. You better use every tax deduction in your book, girl. I think choosing to write off the donation or write off the donation is a personal conviction, but I'm curious on your opinion. Write it off. Write it off. You live in America. Y'all better write off every single tax code you can possibly find. It is your job and your responsibility as a taxpaying citizen of the United States of the America that you find every tax code possible, because that's what the rich do. And that's how they keep their money. And that's what you want to do. You want to keep as much money as possible, because you pay taxes at every single turn of the day. There's nothing that we buy that we don't pay taxes for. So please write off those donations. Not even if you're called to do, it's okay. It's legal. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing in the Bible. The Bible says pay Caesar what Caesar is due, right? So you do that, but then you also can be like, oh, Caesar, I want some of that back, because you don't get that. Cause I found a tax code. Get that back. That's what that's for. Use it. 10 minutes used to kill us, be talking to folks and be like, call me back after 9. Absolutely. And don't go over, because then they're going to charge you. Don't stay on the phone at 8:59 and you be on the phone. You getting charged those minutes. See, these companies and corporations was shady. So I still have conversations with my kids. There's no way I'm texting you in another room. Absolutely. But you will be surprised. These kids, they be like, you call them, huh, ma'am. See, I'm old school. We're going to be the old parents that my kids are probably going to be embarrassed by. So I don't want my kids in public school, because we're going to be older parents. We're going to have old school ways. You're going to say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. You're going to have chores. You're going to have all of the above. Old school over here. Because it's different, y'all. It is different. These children, it's different. Y'all, if y'all don't believe me, if y'all got young kids, just go visit a high school. Just go peek your head in there. Just go look. Go volunteer. You'll be like, oh, it's different. It's different, y'all. Sydney says, I know people with young kids who are tied to iPads and I don't know how to openly communicate. It definitely scares me. Yes, I have friends with young kids. My nieces and nephews have iPads and things like that. I totally understand why parents give their kids iPads. It keeps them distracted, you know, if they have something that they need to do. But yes, when they're so young and they can't comprehend, I think that when I have kids, I'm going to try to hold off as long as possible. I'm going to try to hold off. And I don't shame anybody because I get why they do it. But we don't know. The reason why I tell parents just be very careful and cautious is because we don't know the long-term effects of these iPads, because these are the first kids that have iPads, right? We didn't have iPads as kids. Our parents didn't have it. Our grandparents didn't have it. So if this is the first generation with iPads, we don't know the long-term effects of it. You know, attention spans are getting shorter. You know, one of our friends' children came over and I noticed how short his attention, he couldn't sit down and watch a movie. Remember, we used to be able to put on movies for kids and they could watch them and they'd be fine. Just they'd sit there and watch the movie with their snack. Every time, every single minute he would get up, he just couldn't focus. He couldn't sit still. And if you notice, especially if you have babies, just watch how they interact with the iPads. They'll watch something for a few minutes and then they'll go find something else. They'll watch that for a few seconds and they'll find something else. And all of that overstimulation, I'm like, how are these kindergarten teachers surviving? Because we used to have to sit and focus and be quiet and pay attention. We were taught that, hey, you have to sit still. We were like disciplined and trained on how to be in the world. With iPads and everything now, because it's such a distraction and they're able to manipulate it the way they want to, and their brains are also developing at the same time. That's why we have to be very careful, because those little bitty brains, those 2-year-old brains and those 5-year-old brains, they're not developed fully yet. They're not developed fully. So we don't know if, because they're being overstimulated, if there's a part of their brain that's not being developed because it's already being fed what our brains would naturally create because of the technology. Even us as adults are addicted, right? Even us as adults are addicted. If you take away a teenager's phone, have a conniption. Oh my God, it's World War III. So we just have to be very careful with monitoring and just pay attention. If you have little kids, I'm not shaming you. I'm not telling you shouldn't give them iPads, because I get it. You need to get stuff done and that keeps them distracted. I get it. But watch how they interact with it. And then maybe limiting the time that they use, because man, it's crazy. Oh, and I wanted to say this. If you're in Georgia, make sure you guys vote. Right now, there's a big election going on with our senators and our governors. Make sure you guys are registered. It's a little too late to register, but make sure you guys vote. I know early voting is going on right now in Georgia. And the date is the 24th. And I don't want to remiss to tell you guys to vote, because I keep getting text messages about voting. I haven't voted yet. I'm going to vote. Print out a sample ballot, do your research on the candidates and have it already circled. So when you go in, it's easy. You just boom, 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 boom. You know who to vote for. You're not in there all day. It takes 5 minutes. Make sure you guys vote, please. This election is very, 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 very important. Your governor, your local elections, Congress. I don't know if it's Congress. I don't know. Go do your research and vote, please. Yeah, so I'm going to try to hold off as much as I can on the iPad thing, but we'll see, because I know it's hard. I know it's hard. I know it's hard. Y'all parents, I know it's hard. I know it's hard. Hold on. Oops. Skip some people. Okay. Sydney says, I also didn't even say good morning. Shaking my. No, it's okay. Good morning, Sydney. Totally fine. Percy says, are you a nature lover? Also, you mentioned trees. You sound like me. I love nature. I'm a Virgo. Nature is my thing. I love hiking. I love the ocean. I do love nature. maybe because I'm an earth sign, but I love nature very much so. What is the name of the podcast or creator you're referring to? Her name is Miss Chima. I believe I shared her video on my community page. So if you guys ever come to my YouTube channel, especially if you're on a phone or an iPad, click community tab. When you guys are looking, like they'll say videos and all of that, click my community tab. And on my community page, I have shared, let me see, I have shared the video. And it is called Why Does Everyone Look the Same by Queen Chima. Really, really good channel. I share some of her videos along with some other ones that are really thought-provoking that you guys, I would love you guys to listen to, check out. Stuff that I'm watching and consuming. It's just about day-to-day, us in the world and all of that. So just make sure you guys check out my community page so you guys can see the other videos. And so when I mention them, you'll know what I'm talking about. So crazy vegetarian bae. Hey, world. I just watched the same face video yesterday. Such a great video that women in our generation need to focus on. Absolutely. And talk about, she says. Absolutely. It's a really, really good video. No problem, she Amber. Grace of Abundance says, hello, Brittany Daniel. Hey, girl. Working from home. So nice to be working on the phone. Thank you for tuning in. I really, really appreciate it. She Amber says, yes, it's sad how it is now. These kids need to talk on their phones. They are wasting their phone battery all day, every day. All day, every day. That's all they do. Edwan says, I only got $1,000 left to pay off and I own my car. Yes, Edwan. Everybody give it up to Edwan. Everybody give it up for Edwan. That is a big accomplishment. Then you have no car note and all you have to do is pay insurance and your insurance goes down when you own your car outright. Talk about saving money and stacking money. That's what I like to hear and see. Congratulations, Edwan. That is awesome. Cindy says, I hear you. Woo, child. We sure do pay taxes on any and everything. Absolutely, we do. Absolutely, we do. Y'all make sure y'all congratulate Edwan. That is a big accomplishment. $1,000 left. You got this. You got this. You can do it. Dia says, I be scrambling without my phone too, and I'm 34. I've been making myself put my phone down lately, y'all. I know it's bad. I stay on my phone. I ain't gonna lie. I stay on my phone. And now imagine, we're adults, right? We know how to decision make. We know what we should and shouldn't do. Imagine a little kid that has no control. You know, kids don't have control. They will sit there and eat cake all day if you let them. They'll sit there and eat chips and snacks and all types of stuff if you let them. So we have to be more in control of them than we are, than technology is of them. Because these phones were created, y'all. Watch The Social Dilemma on Netflix. It tells you the people that used to work for these companies told you that they have no idea how to stop the addiction. They've made these phones addictive for a reason. They made these apps addictive for a reason. The more we're on them, the more they get paid, the more information that they have of us that they can sell. That's all it's about. It's just selling information so we can continue to consume. That's all it's about. It's not to help us. It's only to make more money. Go watch those documentaries, y'all. Don't be talking just to talk now. Sydney says, please vote. Yes, you guys, please vote. A few more topics and then we're going to get out of here. Sydney says, I felt like over the last years, I've been hearing and seeing more about Georgia elections, how vital they are. People don't always understand how important local elections are, especially in Georgia. And the reason why I shared with you guys that plantation story, for those of you who have to go to work, have a great and beautiful day. I'm going to stay on just a little bit longer to finish up. But the reason why Georgia is such a interesting state and why it's imperative for us to vote. This has been a very racist state for a very long time. When I was doing the research on the plantation that I told y'all about, when I was doing my research, it says 70 plantations were in between the plantation I looked at in another location, 70. Now, what these people have done is made corporations out of them. Now these are vacation homes and historical sites. So not only did they get this land for damn near free, it was given to them at weddings and things like that. It was taken from Native Americans and people, and they got rich and wealthy by free labor with slavery. And these are generations that are growing up in this state, right? This stuff has been passed down from generation to generation to generation sometimes. And so you have all of this wealth in Georgia, which was came from slavery. And the mentalities haven't changed much, especially if they're born, raised, and their generation's been here. They're not too far removed. I shared something, and it's interesting, and I know people get uncomfortable, especially our white counterparts get uncomfortable with the slave talk, and why do we still bring it up, and why does it matter? Because we're not far removed from it. It's only a few generations that we've been out of slavery. And the impacts of slavery continue to affect us to this day. The wealth here in this state was built off the backs of slaves. The wealth, the land, the thousands of acres of land back then could not have been maintained if it wasn't for slaves. Not until 2001 was the Confederate flag, or 2003, I believe, 2003 or 2001 was the Confederate flag removed from the state of Georgia as their state flag. 2001, 2003, that wasn't that long ago, y'all. We were still kids. You know what I mean? So to have that mentality being way webbed into this state, we got to break that. And what that comes is going to by voting, local election. If Stacey Abrams becomes our governor, so much can change for the state of Georgia. And so much hasn't changed over the years when it comes to schools and it comes to all of these things, because the same people have been running the state. Now, Atlanta's different, but Atlanta's only this big. Atlanta's only this big. Atlanta does not make up majority of, it's not even the biggest city in Georgia. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of miles and towns and all of these things where racism still runs rampant, where people still are not safe. So we have to be very cautious of that, and we need to vote. If you are a Georgia resident or you know people in Georgia, you need to tell them that this vote is very, very crucial. This election is very, very crucial. So the way we prepare ourselves in any state that's voting right now, you need to print out. You can go get a sample ballot, Google sample ballots for my state, and look at every single thing that's up for election, and you look at those names and you Google those people. You go to their Instagram pages, you go to their Facebook pages, see what they're about, see what they stand for. Who are they taking pictures with? What do they believe in? All of those things are super key. Then you mark those on your sample ballot. Then you take that sample ballot with you and you go vote, and you're like, boom, I already know this person. I know this person, because in the past, we would just be like, I guess this person is okay. I've seen this name before. That's not an effective way to vote, because you just don't know if you just voted a racist into office. You know, there was a whoever won in Ohio. He was like, are you called a racist? Have you been demarginalized? It was just like, what? And that was his campaign. And he won, y'all. He won. If you're called a racist, you're probably racist. It's called a spade, right? So we have to be very mindful of what's going on, and show up for these and register to vote and vote and vote, y'all. It's been an early election since the first. We ain't got no excuse. Voting day is on the 24th. It's early voting right now. It's super easy to go in and vote. We have until next Tuesday for all of my Georgia residents, including myself. I'm talking to y'all, I'm talking to myself too. Print out the sample ballot. I've done this in the past. Do your research on who to vote for and vote. I'm going to vote because I always do. So I'm going to vote. I ain't missing it. I don't miss my voting opportunities, because people have worked for centuries to get us to where we are today. So let's not disrespect them by not using the rights that they fought for. I just realized we're almost to the 100th episode. Wow, I've been so inconsistent this year, and now I've consistently watched for 2 months. Thank you. Well, then I hope, Brandy, that you are working on yourself, that you're getting value, take, and continue to build yourself. And last comment of the day, little Ernest, hey. In Virginia, we see the Confederate flag everywhere. Exactly. Tennessee, same. All of the little states, all of this, the Carolinas, Alabama, I think somebody still got a Confederate flag as their national flag. I believe it might be Alabama, Mississippi, the whole little racist belt down here. Yes. That's why we need to vote, because we can't have the people who who come from slave owners and have a mentality that that's the past and that they're still wealthy off the money that they created and off the wealth they created back then, we cannot let them run this country. I'm sorry. Those days are over. We need a new perspective. We need a fresh perspective. We need fresh blood and equality in our local governments. Because the way y'all used to do it only benefited a small percentage of people. So let's stop being ignorant. We got to understand what's going on. We got to pay attention. We got to see the beauty in the world, but we need to also go and vote. So to phrase up everything that we talked about today, you guys, make sure in this ugly world that we find beauty as much as possible by going on walks, making sure that we are focused on beauty, making sure that we are volunteering, giving back, and making sure that whatever we focus on grows. So we want to focus on the beauty and positivity as much as possible, because there's so much ugly, but we can always find the beauty, okay? I love you guys so much. Happy Tuesday, Taco Tuesday. I hope you guys have a beautiful, 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 beautiful and blessed day. Make sure you guys vote, especially if you're in the state of Georgia. Have a blessed one. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, guys.